Welcome to Time with Abba Depression Out Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is June 23rd, Sunday, 2019, day 174. Today's topic: consider Jesus as your highest joy. Every good thing will happen. Silence. Put on your brakes and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God, breathe deep for God's peace, and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 137 verses 1 to 8, 2 Kings chapter 4 verse 18 to chapter 5 verse 27, Acts chapter 15 verses 1 to 35, Proverbs 17 verse 23. Today's main passage, there's only one, that's from Psalm 137 verses 1 to 8. By the rivers of Babylon, we sat and wept when we remembered Sion. There on the poplars, we hung our harps, for there our captors asked us for songs. Our tormentors demanded songs of joy. They said, "Sing us one of the songs of Sion." How can we sing the songs of the Lord while in a foreign land? If I forget you, Jerusalem, may my right hand forget its skill. May my tongue cling to the roof of my mouth if I do not remember you, if I do not consider Jerusalem my highest joy. Remember, Lord, what the Edomites did on the day Jerusalem fell. Tear it down, they cried. Tear it down to its foundations. Daughter Babylon, doomed to destruction. Happy is the one who repays you according to what you have done to us. Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passage we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to Him. My listening. Consider Jesus as your highest joy. Every good thing will happen. Yes, this is the essence of today's Psalm 137 verses 1 to 8. But don't forget, this psalm was written during the time of the total destruction of Israel. Most of the Israelites either died or being forced to live in Babylon. Their nation and their religion had been torn down to its foundations. Oh, why those Israelites could not remember something like today's 2 Kings chapter 4 verse 18 to chapter 5 verse 27 of how Elijah experienced. Consider. God. As your highest joy, every good thing will happen. The dead boy was being resurrected to life. people in famine got food miraculously. Naaman, the commander of the army of King of Aram, his leprosy got healed. Yes, consider Jesus as your highest joy. Every good thing will happen. Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, help us to consider you as our highest joy so that every good thing will surely happen in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, what kind of inspiration have you received from today's message? Number two, what is your action to consider Jesus as your highest joy so that every good thing will surely happen in your life? Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family about today's catch. May the Lord bless you.